Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's Saturday. I just went to the mailbox and brought the mail into the house. We've always expected mail on Saturday. But for how long? The U.S. Postal Service is an independent service. At least, it's supposed to be. However, it relies on the government for money to operate whenever it comes up short. And last year, the U.S. Postal Service lost $8.3 billion. Now, with hat in hand, they want to borrow more money from Uncle Sam. They are telling the government that they're not asking for a taxpayer bailout. They just want a loan. Well, if the Postal Service was really a private business, they would discontinue Saturday mail delivery, and that would save a lot of money. And they would consolidate post offices. Even my little town in Illinois has a post office, population in a town of 100 people. As much as we would like to preserve Saturday mail and our little post offices, we can't afford it anymore. However, since the U.S. Postal Service is not really private, and since their management can't hardly make a move without congressional consent, their hands are tied. They aren't able to make the necessary adjustments. We should really privatize the Postal Service, as some European countries have done. Computers, email, cell phones have changed the communications environment. So we have the U.S. Postal Service unable or unwilling to balance their books. We shouldn't blame them. The federal government isn't rushing to cut spending either. President Obama just wants to raise the debt level and borrow more money, just like the Postal Service. Two of a kind. I know in one case we're talking about billions, in the other case trillions. But as former Illinois Senator Everett Dirksen once said, a billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. But we're talking about real money here in this town. Real money that we don't have. I congratulate Congressman Paul Ryan and the House Republicans for their courage to put on the table a plan to deal with our debt. Where is the Senate Democrats' plan? Where is President Obama's plan? Well, don't hold your breath. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and